If you would like a little bit more of that, there's a concert tonight in Peter Clark Hall. And maybe, Norman, you can tell us a little bit more about the tour and what you guys hope to accomplish.
Well, Rhythm Activism was responsible for that last bit of contextualized music and spoken word material, has been doing this for 13 years. We've been around for 13 years. We tour Canada, the States, Europe. Occasionally we do band shows. As I said earlier, we do weddings and parties. But we also do community cabarets where we focus on social justice issues, welfare rights, tenants' rights, poor people's rights, native rights. We do work with environmental groups, whatever. And we write material to fit whatever people want us to do. On this tour, it's quite interesting because Jesus Was Gay, if you look at the CD, which we just came out with, the cover of the CD is just a beautiful picture of Jesus, the man himself. But we got him to smile. You notice he's smiling on our cover. He's not often smiling in church. Well, we gave him some of the good sacramental wine there and got him to smile. And we had trouble getting the cover printed by printers in Winnipeg. Don't ask me why. In Guelph, obviously, no printer would refuse to print this. But in Winnipeg, they did. And the record company had trouble getting the CD into record stores who didn't want to carry it because of the cover. It's not obscene, Emily, is it?
Not at all.
It's a happy, smiling Jesus wearing the same color, you know, as your T-shirt. And he's just, you know, he looks totally cool.
It's a lovely shade of lavender as well.
That's right. So that's Jesus. So if you can't find this album in the record store, phone your record store and tell them, how come you don't have the Jesus Was Gay album in there by Rhythm Activism? Because there should be no need to censor an album like this. There's nothing obscene, lewd, obnoxious about it. It's basically a plea for tolerance. The title song is a song about homophobia. And it's also a plea for appreciation of diversity. And everybody at Guelph understands that. So this is what Rhythm Activism is all about. A bit of political work and a lot of fun.
Sounds really great. How much of the tour have you accomplished so far?
We're at the tail end of the tour. We started in Boston 2 weeks ago in Connecticut. In Boston, we played in the basement of a drag queen club, and all these gorgeous drag queens came downstairs to check us out. In New York, we played the hottest, newest club in New York called Baby Jupiter's, a place to go for food, and there were signs posted on the wall, dancing is not permitted. Bylaw section 343. And we asked, what's this all about? And apparently in New York, you need a special license if you're going to have people dancing in your bar or in your restaurant. So people in the audience were sitting in their seats, squirming in their chairs, and we were dancing away on the stage because we like to dance.
Sounds unbelievable. Something like an 80s movie. You need a license to dance in this town.
Well, not here in Guelph, though, right? Nobody needs a license to dance.
No, you can dance your little feet off in
so
Guelph.
So come tonight. Even though the room is carpeted, you can still dance.
So what do you hope to accomplish tonight in Guelph?
We hope to leave people smiling. We hope to have their jaws aching, you know, from laughing and smiling, and you know, their feet sore from dancing, and, you know, to get them thinking about some things they might ordinarily not have thought about. We have a bit of Bertolt Brecht in the show. We've got our buddy Jesus with us. We have Ronald the Clown. We have a heroine from the Winnipeg General Strike, a woman who we think still has something to say to women today in 1998. We have a lot of theatrics, a bit of vaudeville. We have some really amazing music. We have a bass guitar. We have a guitar. We have drums. We have a violin. And we guarantee that people will leave with a smile on their face.
Well, in context of our stress-relieving show, I can definitely say that this is something to consider for this evening.
8:30 p.m. tonight here at University Center, room 103.
That's right. So before we go, do you want to add anything else that people should know, either about how to get the CD or about tonight?
Just that they should come and, you know, be prepared to have a good time, quite simply.
All right, so the week before exams is a really, really good time to get that brain free of the books and get a smile on your face. So Rhythm Activism, tonight, Peter Clark Hall, the show starts at
8:30, 8h30 pour vous francophone.
All right, and they have an opening act as well. And I understand that Gentleman Reg is going to be great. We're going to move into another break, and we're going to come back with more stress-relieving tips. Thank you very much for coming in, Norman.
My pleasure.